Jeroen Krabbé is one of Holland's leading stage and film actors. He starred in Paul Verhoeven's hit films Soldier of Orange and The Fourth Man. He's known to international audiences for his leading role as a Soviet general in the 1987 James Bond film The Living Daylights. American film audiences will also recognize him as the egotistical émigré writer who seduces Amy Irving in the film Crossing Delancey. In the recent film Scandal, which comes out this month on home video, Krabbé is again cast as a Russian. He plays Captain Eugene Ivanov, a Soviet diplomat who's involved with Christine Keeler while she's having an affair with John Profumo, the British Minister of War. In this scene, Krabbé, as the Soviet diplomat, is driving Keeler home from a party.
You know what I see when I look at this country? Doom, decay, a land without honor.
Not that bad.
Oh, you saw this Profumo, you saw what he did. He was walking on the bottom at the shallow end. What kind of man is this?
You're just angry because he beat you.
He cheated. He was walking on the bottom. He's a cabinet minister and he cheats at games.
Now, you play a Russian in Scandal.
Yeah.
Have you found that in some English-speaking movies that when you're not... When you're from a country other than America or England, that you can be cast as a foreigner from any number of countries?
Yeah, that's true. Because, for instance, for Crossing the Land Sea, my character started off as a Yugoslavian, then I was a Greek, then it turned to an Italian, then a French guy, and finally we ended up me playing a Dutch guy, which I am, so that was quite nearby. But they, you know, especially in America, they could cast you for so many things because they think people from Europe, they're all the same, which is not true, of course, but they cast you for a Scandinavian or an Italian or, you know, that sort of thing. But it broadens the whole thing for me. I mean, it's the whole field is quite wide, the spectrum for which they ask me. So it's an advantage.
Now, the role you played in Crossing Delancey.
Yeah.
Was of an émigré literary star who's very narcissistic, very sexist.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I'm sure. And this character always likes to have a woman around who's going to be the private secretary and the lover and cater to his every wish.
Didn't you like him?
Oh, well...
He was kind of a jerk, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. But it was a great portrayal, I thought. I mean, I recognized the character right away.
Yeah, that's what all the women say.
Well, I was wondering if you had a person in mind to pattern it on. I mean, I'm not asking you to name
many
names.
Many friends of mine, yeah, absolutely. No, I don't mention any names, but I know those guys. I'm not like that at all. In a way, I'm quite dull. I'm married for 23 years. I have 3 kids. I'm a cook. I cook at home. I do some ironing and cleaning, yeah, that sort of thing. So I'm quite a dull guy, and I'm not at all that guy that I portrayed in Crossing the Lands. But I know a couple of macho guys, despicable macho guys, and I portrayed this character after them.
You should thank me.
For what?
For not calling you in the middle of the night. I've been in this new work now for a while, and I haven't shown it to anyone, and it would be utterly self-destructive to give it to my editor at this point, but it feels, I don't know, but it might be very, good. So there I was at 3 in the morning or something, wishing very hard for a gentle reader, and I thought of you.
I don't know what to say.
You're flattered.
I'm flattered.
You're intrigued.
I'm intrigued.
And you'll come over now, and I'll show you this damn thing so I can find out if there's anything there.
I can't tonight.
Let him wait. They love to be kept waiting. You see, please.
Now, you're from the Netherlands.
I am.
And is there much of a Dutch film industry? And was there when you started?
No, when I started, there wasn't anything at all. I mean, there were a couple of movie makers who were quite old and who made documentaries, good documentaries, but not really good features. And then all of a sudden, Paul Verhoeven came along, and he made Turkish Delight and Keetje Tippel and Spetters. And then he asked me to... for a Soldier of Orange, which was a big, huge hit. And then he made A Fourth Man with me. And in a period of 10 years' time, Paul was the leading guy in Dutch cinema. And when he left, because when he had such success with all these movies, he was asked by Hollywood. And so he went to Hollywood, and he lives there now, and he's making this new Schwarzenegger movie after RoboCop. And so when Paul left, there were a couple of people still there in Holland who were quite interesting, but I thought that really the heart was sort of out of this body, you know. And I I felt quite lost without Paul because he was my mentor. He was the guy I really looked at and as an absolutely extraordinary movie maker. So, but for an actor, it's always more difficult to go to another country because you have to speak the language. And the director, he could have whatever accent, but for an actor, it's difficult. So finally, after The Fourth Man, they asked me, and I came to the United States, and it's going quite well.
Since there's no film industry, there wasn't film school to go to.
No.
Do you feel that that was an advantage or a disadvantage?
It's a disadvantage, of course. And Paul wasn't really able to work with actors. He knew exactly what movie he wanted to have. He couldn't explain that properly. So what we did is absolutely, well, to Americans, it's silly. But we were shooting without direct sound. So he was screaming through all the scenes to achieve what he wanted to see. You know, when he was screaming like, I don't want to see that. Just go to your right. Do that. Do it again. And that sort of thing. And sometimes when I see Soldier of Orange, when I see it back, I see myself reacting not to my fellow actor, but to the director who was shouting from the other side of the camera. And then I haven't seen Paul. I didn't work with him for a couple of years. And then in The Fourth Man, which was 5 years later, I guess, he had changed completely. And he even he started to rehearse with me first. And we've been talking a lot. But sometimes in the middle of the shoot, he had some of those days that he started to shout again at me. And, well, I was used to it, you know. But that's funny.
So in those early movies, that meant that you had to dub in the sound.
Yeah, we dubbed the whole of Soldier of Orange was dubbed, every line in it. Yeah.
Did you hate doing that?
Oh, yeah. But I'm very good at it, thank God, because I had to do it for weeks on end. And I learned the craft of dubbing there, actually, because we had to do it, all of us. Even me, I remember walking through the sea and I had this little top, you know, in front of me, and I had to dive into the sea, so I dived several times into this top in front of the microphone, which was quite funny, and running everything we did, everything we dubbed. Yeah.
I'm wondering if you've seen your movies with other actors dubbing in your part, you know, movies that aren't subtitled.
No, I haven't. No. I don't want to, because I know that The Fourth Man is dubbed by someone else. Uh-huh. I did the James Bond German dubbing, I did myself, because I speak German as well. So I went to Munich and did the dubbing there, because I didn't want to give it away to someone else, because I thought, oh, you know, it's not my voice, and it's going to make it duller or at least different from what I should do. And The Fourth Man is dubbed by someone. I always wondered why they didn't ask me to do that, because I could have, of course, an accent in it, because he's a Dutch guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And but they never asked me, and I never want to see it. Some people have it on tape. They said to me, well, you have to see it one day. I said, no, I will not, because I can't stand it. I can't stand it, because I did it. I went through all the emotions, and I went through all the things. And not another actor could feel whatever I felt there. So maybe he did a good job. I don't know, but I haven't seen it.
Let me ask you, when someone comes up to you in America and recognizes you...
Yeah, which happens a lot here in New York, for instance.
Well, are you not sure whether they're going to recognize you as the villain from the James Bond movie?
No, it's the Crossing
the Russian
Spy Delancey.
Scandal, or Crossing the Delancey. So you don't know whether their image of you is going to be as a...
No, because I look very much like the character in Crossing the Delancey. I didn't change my hairdo or my clothes even. I'm even wearing my own jacket. And the other characters, to look a bit different, you know. That's why they say, oh, I know your face. I've seen you in Crossing the Delancey. Yeah, it's more or less Crossing the Delancey, yeah.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.